Okay, let us continue. Page 86, summarizing. Anytime you're on the phone with a customer and you cover a range of things, I think it's very professional to say that, would it be all right if I were to summarize? Now, one of the things in my discussion with Garrett said earlier, you said, that worries me when I say to a customer, Melissa, in our earlier discussions, you said, I just don't like that because maybe I'm not going to get it exactly right, or maybe you don't even remember what you said. What I like a lot better is earlier in our discussions, I think you said something about, now that's much softer, isn't it? I think you said something about, so it's not like I'm saying you said this because you might get offended by that. I never said that. I don't even want to go there, where you're telling me you never said it. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Can you imagine? My God. So something much softer. I'm looking at my notes here, and it looks like that you expressed an interest in this. You see, that's so much softer than anything other than that. So that's the way we want to do it, if we can do it. And, we put those notes into our database, that this person expressed an interest, but when we see it, we never say, you said this. We just say, according to our notes, it seems you expressed an interest, and that's a much softer way and better.
I don't even like to use the word you said. I say you mentioned it.
Yeah.
It was brought up.
Yeah, that's right. That's better. And what I try to do in any kind of a discussion that's substantive with a customer, I like to send them an email summarizing. And I start the letter off with my email off. And when I finish the discussion with the customer, often, something happens and we got to go, that kind of thing. So then I say, would it be all right if I send you an email kind of summarizing what we discussed? Oh, yeah, no problem. You have to do that because you're never going to remember what you discussed. And the customer isn't going to remember it either. So then you send them an email. And the way I write the emails is I say something like this. Sharon, thank you for taking time to talk to me about the gloves and the heart monitor. The following is my recollection of our discussion. It's a summary. Please send me your corrections or any further comments. I always say that. Please send me your corrections, because that way I'm already assuming that I don't get it. I don't have it correct. So correct me is what I'm saying. So I say, Sharon, or any customer, please send me your corrections or your comments. Then I put down something like, in the beginning, we discussed this, we discussed that, and you just put a bullet, and you just write down whatever the words are. You mentioned something about refurbishing those. I mentioned something about possibly buying these from you. And it's no locked in concrete stuff when you write it down. It's just a kind of a summary thing, and you're very, very self-effacing when you're doing this. Is it okay for me to summarize? That sort of thing. Now, after a while, you got to get an order here. So don't be afraid of no. And, in the case with Garrett here, we got to the end and Garrett said, he was doing great. And then he said, is it all right if I send you something? Can I send you more information? And I wanted to strangle him. Because we're not stopping at sending them information, for God's sake. We want the order.
I did a demonstration. I stopped her on the thing. I did the same thing.
Okay. Well, a demonstration is good. Now I'm coming over there, and I'm going to do a demonstration, or I'll install one of these in your office and demonstrate it. I want a commitment that you're going to buy this thing, and sending you more information where we were in this discussion was a cop-out. He could have got me up against the wall and said, we don't want to get customers up the wall and shoot them, but we want to, we want to take it in a very comfortable and relaxed fashion right up to, okay, what would you suggest we do next? You can ask the customer. And then the customer may say, why don't you send me over a formal quotation? And then you might say, could I put some options in there for you? Of course you could put options in there. You don't have to ask permission for that. But I think it's always nice to ask permission for that sort of thing. Can I put some options in there for you? Okay. Now you go back and you start ginning up ideas of how you can do this and that and so on. And that's the way to do this. Just remember that a professional salesperson sells. That means getting orders. So we need to get orders. That's what we need to do. Don't be afraid of a no. And, you know, if you take them to and the customer says, well, listen, no, it's too expensive. We're not ready to do it now. So then you could say, well, $6,200 each for these, that's pretty expensive. And I agree with that. It is. On the other hand, if customers feel uncomfortable, they don't want to come to the office, you know, that could cost you business down the road. And these are great for your image of technological superiority from your competitors and that sort of thing. And that's a big thing. And I got a feeling we can work this out. You know, we can work out the fact that they're $6,200. If we buy the ones you have back, we give you free installation. And maybe we can set up some kind of a financing deal where you can pay for these things over a period of time. So you don't have to spend $62,000 to put in 10 of these. So, you know, that's the way you want to go with this.